This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Coming along to 5:39, and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We started off the hour by looking at a recent source of discontent, really, for the Malaysian Pharmaceutical Society, because there was a link up on MySejahtera that essentially directed people to one particular company for these COVID self-test kits, and that was Pharma2U. So we've been asking you whether you think this gives an unfair advantage to one company, but we're also moving on to look at the larger ramifications of these test kits being widely available, and specifically looking at whether or not perhaps employers could consider providing these for employees, what that would mean, how it would change workflow. Let us know. Do you think that employers should provide COVID self-test kits? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And joining us now to discuss this, we have Datuk Shamsuddin Bardan, Executive Director at the Malaysian Employers Federation. Datuk Shamsuddin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me, and good evening.
So let's start with the beginning. In your opinion, is it a good idea for employers to provide these test kits to their workers?
In fact, of course, as employers, we are a bit, apprehensive about having the self-kit to be supplied to the workers. One of the factors is, of course, the issue of cost. I would say that the test kit is not cheap, really, at average of about 40 ringgit per test. And we are talking about supplying to about 8 million employees that can be amounting to about 320 million per week. And of course, if you're talking about per month, once every week, then it can cost about more than 1.28 billion in terms of costing. Of course, that is, I would say, a heavy cost if employers are expected to supply the test kit to the employees, for the employees to do the self of course, tests at home for the COVID-19. Yeah, and of course, here I would say that there are issues, of course, with respect to whether we as employers should really be obligated to give the test kit, free to the employees concerned, or whether, the authorities, say, for example, through SOCSO and EIS, should finance the tests for to be done on the employees, because we are trying to perhaps contain the spread of COVID-19, which, of course, had been recognized as one of the employment diseases under SOCSO.
Now, if this becomes something that employers decide to do, how would it affect workflow?
Yeah, in that sense, of course, we are also quite worried in the sense that, of course, this is the issue of trust between the employer and the employee, and also the authorities as to whether the employee would really give the accurate test result to the employer, to the authorities. And we are worried that because it is self-kit, it is self-assessment is done at home, nobody is monitoring the situation. Then if the employee actually just want to report a positive test result, then of course he just says so. And the question is whether that will be really being followed up by the authorities by calling him to go to the center to be status further, thing like that, or whether we just leave it like that and ask the employee to just stay at home. So, of course, when people stay at home in that kind of condition, as employers, then you're obligated to still pay the wages, thing like that. And, of course, that is the additional cost that will be have to be borne by the employers. And, of course, these are, I would say, some of the underlying issues, some of the underlying uneasiness. If we have this kind of situation where the employee is doing it at their own respective houses, as compared to a situation where, yes, we as employees are allowed to do the testing ourselves. So we can do it at a company. We can appoint someone who is professional enough to manage the testing. You come to the company, we do the testing, and we are positive, then we know what to do. And you're going to be referred to the respective authorities. Yeah? So that in that kind of situation, there is no true way about the result of the test itself. It is going to be monitored. It's going to be more reliable, and the company has the duty to actually manage the testing on a proper perspective.
Are there concerns, though, that conducting it in the workplace might be more labor intensive and disruptive as opposed to people kind of doing it in their own time at home?
Yes, it can be, but this is a question of reliability and also a question of trust that we can have for both parties. So unless, say, for example, the degree of trust is not questionable at all, and we actually say that, okay, look, whatever is being informed by the employee is 100% accurate, then, of course, there is no issue about it. But I doubt very much that will be the situation. And there may be really abuse of the system itself.
So in that case, then, how can this issue of trust be managed? How can we ensure that this process can be made more transparent?
Yeah, of course, Sharmila. I mean, if in we want to have this trust deficit being made as a non-issue, that means there is no gap between the trust deficit itself. Then, of course, what we can do is that each test kit is being linked to the authorities in the sense that if you want to do the test, then you have to report that, yes, I'm doing the testing now. The result is automatically transmitted to the authorities rather than depending on the employee's own initiative to report or not to report. And that, I think, is a major issue here because then accuracy become an issue.
Datta, would you like to leave us with any final message on the subject of testing of employees?
Yes, I would say that, yes, testing is one of the ways to actually try to fight COVID-19. But I would say that the better way is to actually get employees vaccinated as quickly as possible, especially those who wish to actually go and resume work at the workplaces. And, of course, once they are vaccinated, then, of course, there is less risk of them being infected with COVID-19. And I would say that the cost in that way is better managed, and the employee with vaccination is actually having a higher immunity. And in that sense, will be, of course, we are managing the cost better because then there will be less disruptions, things like that for the company. And there is, little risk of the company being having this workplace cluster and being asked to close temporary, things like that, which at the end of the day, and I mean, we are talking about costing as compared to actual vaccination, then the actual vaccination in the long run is, I would say, more effective.
Datta Shamsuddin, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah.
That was Datuk Shamsuddin Bardan, Executive Director at the Malaysian Employers Federation, giving his take really on why it may not be the best flow for employers to provide test kits to their workers. We want to know what you think. Should employers provide these self-test kits? Would you like to see that in your workplace? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.